According to the International Maritime Organization, 20 ships and more than 438 sailors and passengers are being held by pirates. UN political chief Lynn Pascoe warns that Somali pirates, driven by a lack of legitimate economic opportunities, are taking greater risks and seeking higher ransoms.
The Somali people, especially the youth, need greater incentives not to succumb to the lure of the pirate economy. As long as piracy is so lucrative, with ransom payments adding up to tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, and other economic incentives so bleak, the economic imperative is very obvious.
He said economic rehabilitation and the creation of alternative livelihoods, especially the development and rehabilitation of coastal fisheries, must be at the center of international efforts to fight piracy. Pascoe said that establishing security and the rule of law are important elements to combating piracy. He urged strengthening of Somalia's police and the creation of a coast guard or coastal monitoring capability.
We need to continue to fight this battle in the broadest manner, focusing simultaneously on deterrence, security and the rule of law, as well as providing economic alternatives for Somali youth. We must also make piracy and robbery off the coast of Somalia costly by addressing impunity and building the capacity of the transitional federal government to expand its authority and deal with law and order.
The head of the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, Yuri Fedotov, said efforts to prosecute pirates are growing and succeeding.
With support of the international community, over 700 suspects and convicted pirates are now in detention in 12 countries. More than half of these are in Somalia itself.
Fedotov commended Kenya, which has taken the lead in regional prosecutions, as well as the Seychelles, for their efforts. He said Tanzania, Mauritius, and the Maldives also have expressed interest in helping to prosecute suspected pirates. Piracy off the coast of Somalia has grown as the country continues to lack a strong central government and is mired in fighting with Islamist rebels who seek to topple it. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.